You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced...
My debit card.
Their debit card.
Where'd I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone and... that sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with 2 locations. The Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
This is Caden Priestcorn.
This is JJ Pete-Gee.
Hey everybody, this is Jackson, our Ole Miss quarterback. You're listening to the Red and Blue Crew with Dave and Brad.
Welcome to the Red and Blue Crew podcast, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. Are you ready? From the Inside the Rebels studios, let's get ready to rumble. Now here are your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan.
Never heard of it, hometown. I got a cake with heart.
Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
We talk college football on the Chuck Oliver Show. We do it all week, all year. We have for, gosh, since the beginning of the 14th season. So wonderful. 9 states, 69 sticks. Thank you all for making that possible. Figure it out. Like, that's the truth about any coach, anywhere. You got to figure it out. Whatever the details are, you got to figure it out. When you're the head coach at Ole Miss and you are paid the way Lane is, and he's paid so much, he, I think, legitimately looked at Auburn and was like, yeah, I'm not interested. I'm here. And you have the budget and the staff and the access, like all that stuff. You got to figure it out somehow. I will say also that it's easier to figure it out when you got Walter Nolan and J.J. Pegues at tackle. Like, it's a lot easier to figure it out. Among the things they need to figure out this year, I don't know, stopping the run. Where outside of Perkins, they gin up some pass rush. The secondary, specifically, like, there's a lot of stuff they got to figure out. Quarterback, I don't think they have to figure that one out. I think Lane's got that squared away. Let's welcome on right now, good source for Ole Miss information from the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. You can also get him at On3. It's Brad Logan. Brad, welcome back, man. How are you?
Morning, sir. How are you?
Doing good. Let's talk my one assumption that Austin Simmons, this isn't even where John Rhys Plumlee was there or Luke Altmyer. Like, this is his job, and it's, like, been planned for over a year. Tell me how it looks now that we're about 2 weeks from this actually being his team. What's the general thought about Austin Simmons and Lane working together?
Well, what we learned in the press conference just the other day by talking with Lane is that there was some adversity in the scrimmage this past Saturday, and he, being Lane Kiffin, made out like that was a good thing, that he was able to check down to a couple of different reads. He threw some pick sixes, you know, turned the ball over, but Lane made mention if you want to do that, you want to do that in the preseason and not during the season. I think there are a lot of reasons for that. There are some question marks on the offensive line for Ole Miss. There's been injury there. There's been some developmental issues. And then I think you look at the secondaries kind of coming into their own, and that's a situation where we've seen someone like Antonio Kai to transfer from Auburn that's really stepped up. That secondary's got a lot of question marks. But I do think that from everything we've been able to see in the limited availability to the media, that Austin Simmons is continuing to evolve. He's got some good pieces around him, specifically wide receiver. So he's going to have a big year, I think. Once again, you know, I think that offensive line is going to be problematic for Ole Miss, especially early on with the injuries they're dealing with.
Logan Diggs, how's the continued return from the ACL?
I think it's going well. You know, I spoke with you not long ago and let you know that he told me he was 100%, and he's looked that way. I thought he's a bruising back. He's someone that's going to be paired well with Damian Taylor, the senior transfer out of Troy, who was a 1,000-yard rusher. But honestly, right now, Bill, I think Kawan Lacy, the transfer out of Missouri, yeah, is the running back to lead the team right now. And obviously, depth charts are not available for Ole Miss. This is just simply going on by what we've seen. But I think Lacy's going to see a lot of carries this year for Ole Miss. He's more of a scat back, if you will. But Diggs has done well. He's going to be paired well, once again, with Taylor kind of the bruising back. And I think that's one thing that Ole Miss has last year that they didn't have. That's one thing they have this year they have last year right now is depth. The injury bug has not bitten them. He's, of course, coming off knee injury that he had against LSU and previously played at Notre Dame. So he's got a lot of experience being Logan Diggs, and he's definitely going to play into this offense. Position that, once again, I can't reiterate enough. You look at last year against Florida, and Ole Miss was playing a walk-on wide receiver at running back, and so being able to have three really good running backs you can lean on heading into the first game in a couple of weeks or a week from Saturday is good news for Lane Kiffin.
You buy a pair of socks, that's two socks. You buy a pair of Bombas socks, that's four socks, because one purchased is one donated. Socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, so when you buy a pair of super comfortable Bombas socks, you're also donating a pair. Bombas customers have powered over 150 million donations, so Bombas would like to thank you 150 million times, but we only have like 30 seconds. Go to bombas.com and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO at checkout.
Oh no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced
my debit card.
Their debit card.
Where did I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use card lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone and
That sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. member FDIC.
Who's going to be the big giant receiver on the outside? Because that's always a lane staple.
Yeah, Deshaun Stribling right now, he is an absolute monster at wide receiver. He's got a lot of DK Metcalf. You look at what Ole Miss has had with A.J. Brown, who's, of course, with the Philadelphia Eagles. I think Stribling is kind of the bruiser when you look at wide receiver. But Caden Lee is the quarterback in that wide receiver room. He's someone that didn't drop a pass last year, and he's a very good possession receiver, very similar to what we saw with Jordan Watkins last year for Ole Miss. And he's someone that Lane and Austin Simmons have leaned into. But Harrison Wallace III out of Duke has really put in some really good time, along with the transfer Traylon Ray. And then Caleb Odom is someone that transferred in, could put his hand into the dirt, could play some tight end. But I think at the end of the day, Deuce Alexander from Wake Forest is also someone that they can go to. Wide receiver Caleb Cunningham, you've heard me mention him before. He's been dealing with a little bit of an injury, but I think more than anything, being a freshman coming into the Southeastern Conference, a former five-star player from Ackerman, Mississippi, about an hour and a half south of Oxford, really highly decorated, kind of learning that playbook. So he and Winston Watkins, two talented freshmen coming in. The good news, there's depth there at wide receivers. They're not wanting to be immediate players, but I think they can kind of get them in some game time acclimated over the next couple of weeks, leading into the season, and, of course, during the season. I think that could prove well for Ole Miss.
A little bit more, if there's anything more to tell. You mentioned Caleb Odom there, kid from Alabama. Big, 6'5", good-looking, like stand-up, two-point stance out in the slot, get him isolated. Is that the idea for him? He's intriguing.
Well, funny you say that. We asked Lane about that because Luke Hodge, the transfer out of Arkansas, injured his right leg. And so we asked, or the press corps asked about Caleb Odom. Is that something he would do? And he kind of smiled and said, that's kind of the thought process going forward there. The thing about it, the tight end room is absolutely loaded with Daquan Wright coming back, a senior transfer. Trace Bruckler's coming in. He's a big dude, kind of more of a blocking tight end. They can stand him up. And then you throw in what we were talking about, Caleb Odom, and then with Luke Haas, who we think, you know, we were getting ready to go into the press room the other day, and he came by, had crutches, but he was more walking with them rather than the crutches helping him. So everything that we've been told and what we think is that he will be available at some point in the earlier part of the season. So that's the thought process. But now I don't know if that changes. If you can get Luke Haas, who has proven to be a really good tight end for Arkansas, of course, now he's at Ole Miss. So, that's the thought process, but Ole Miss has a lot of good problems with the wide receivers and the tight ends.
All right, flip it around and figure out the run defense, I'm saying, but specifically up front. They lost four all-SEC linemen, essentially. That's not nothing, but there's at least a lot of potential, including some transfers and returning freshmen from last year. Like, there's sunshine there on the D-line.
There is, and I think some good news that Ole Miss fans can kind of file away is that Pete Golding was asked by the press corps on Monday, what are your thoughts on this defense? And he specifically said he does not believe that Ole Miss will take a step back on the defensive line. Now, on paper, that's not necessarily the case, but when your defensive coordinator says that, I think Ole Miss fans can take solace in that. I think what he's pulling from that is Cam Franklin, the former five-star of Lake Comer in high school, is going to be a stand-up defensive end, and he's also going to be someone that can put his hand in the dirt. You talk about pairing him up with Princewell Amonmielen, who's the brother of Prince Lee Amonmielen, along with Deshaun Womack, the transfer out of LSU. Those are two and three really good defensive ends. Down low, Xavier Harris, Jamarius Brown, along with freshman Andrew Maddox, who's really stepped up, and then Will Echols out of Houston, Mississippi. Those are really good players. And then you throw in Cam Franklin, down back there, nose tackle, defensive tackle. So I think Lane and Pete Golding really like that defensive front. They lost a lot. I mean, you start talking about J.J. Pegues, Jared Ivey, Walter Nolan, Princely Mamiella. Those are really good players. And when they're all playing the National Football League, you can't just restock that without missing a beat. And so until I see that in person, I'll go off the words of Pete Golding. But, yeah, that's a lot of competition pieces there this year. And so far things have been really good. And from everything we've heard, the injury bug has not hit that defensive front. And everybody's really excited to see what they can do.
So Trey Amos was a stud, and they had a lot of other really experienced guys back there. But I look at it, and it might be the top five. It might be the top six guys from last year are gone. But I don't know. The portal door swings both ways, and they're able to recruit. Talk about the rebuilt secondary.
Yeah, I like how you put that, is the portal door swings both ways. And we'll see if Ole Miss is in the favor of the positive or the negative. They lost John Saunders and, of course, Trey Amos. And in the latter part of the year, we didn't realize just how good Trey Amos was. And now we're seeing it, obviously, with the Washington Commanders, and he's done really good work. Wydad Williams is someone as a strong safety that may have taken over for Nick Cole, the redshirt junior. Ricky Fletcher, another junior transfer at cornerback. He's going to be paired up with Chris Graves Jr., another name. Anthony Robinson, a freshman that's looked pretty well, but maybe Sage Ryan comes in from LSU and takes that free safety spot. I like Jalen Braxton, but I'll be honest with you right now, Antonio Kite's kind of the leader in the clubhouse at that right cornerback slot. And then Kapina Gashikin, the nickel back out of Washington, has looked really good. You know, TJ Banks is someone that we thought might see some significant minutes, but then was involved in that tragic shooting in Memphis. The good news is he appears to be in much better prognosis in regards to ready to go than we thought. Had a chance to view a couple of moments of practice, and not a knee brace. He was on a bike. He was dressed out. So there's a chance that he could see some action. So I think if you're asking for some bright spots right now, I think it's Wydad Williams, the senior transfer, Ricky Fletcher, and then, of course, Antonio Kite, the transfer. I've mentioned him a lot from Auburn. He, to me, just from the outside looking in, watching some drills, looks like one of the better cornerbacks for Ole Miss, and can definitely get someone to be on the lookout for.
Last thing, and this is just, I don't know, local perception. Pete Golding, boy, he got paid. What was the local response? Because I certainly didn't know. There are times when I look like Jim Knowles get paid, and I'm like, okay, well, I get it. Now, you know, whatever. He's produced there, and that's not really the reputation of Ole Miss. He got paid big time. Was it a local story? I don't know how much.
Yeah, it was broken by the Clarion Ledger. Actually, this happened a couple of months ago, but Sam Hutchins did a nice job of breaking that story, and it was very well received, I'll be honest with you, because you look at where Ole Miss was defensively, look as soon as 10 years ago under Hugh Freeze, it was almost a make it take it. Ole Miss would score, and the defense would allow them to come through like a rush of water under a bridge. And now things have completely changed. I think a lot of that is the advent of the transfer portal. It's Lane Kiffin identifying talent both on the field and off the field. And it's allowing Pete Golding, who obviously tootled under Alabama head coach Nick Saban, learned a ton, was really good at Alabama, and was able to come over to Ole Miss and has done a really good job. I think he's fit in not only on the field but off the field. His family enjoys it in the Oxford area. He's made mention of that, how much he enjoys his kids going to school in the Oxford area. So I think it's just kind of a recipe for perfection for Ole Miss, yeah. Whether it be a coordinator or, you know, Lane Kiffin's made that same comment both at SEC Media Days and Media Day on campus at Ole Miss a couple weeks ago, how much he appreciates the Oxford community and how much he enjoys coaching at Ole Miss. You know, and I'll be honest, I didn't anticipate Lane Kiffin being in Oxford this long, but Ole Miss fans are awfully excited that he has.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO at checkout.
Oh, no.
Ah. That's the sound of someone who's misplaced
my debit card.
Their debit card.
Where did I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use card lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone and that sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Brad, thank you for coming on today. I appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure.
Believe in Ole Miss podcast, and you can also get him at On Three. So, like I said, it was just kind of got my attention. And there's sometimes you look at it and you just kind of let it pass. And you're like, yeah, okay, well, he's with big name coordinator, and he's coordinating a program that, well, we all know about Bama defense. And so, like, Kirby would get a raise, or we all know about, you know, whatever, Clemson defense. And so Venables would get a raise. This is different. What he was saying about make it, take it, back in the day, 10 years ago, Hugh had as much recruiting success on defense as he did on offense. In fact, Kim Dichie was the number one player in America. And his brother, I think 2 years older, was a Denzel Kim Dichie. He was a really good player as well. But the five-star in Kim Dichie was Tony Connor. It was like they had big-time talent, and it wasn't just on the offensive side. It wasn't just Shea Patterson coming in. They didn't produce, though. There were individual plays, but it wasn't a fearsome unit on a week-to-week basis where you looked around and was like, I don't know how we're going to cope with them. What I saw them do against Georgia last year, like, that, they physically overwhelmed Georgia. They whipped Georgia, and I mean specifically on the line of scrimmage with their pass rush. So that's not the kind of performance that necessarily I thought that they would produce again back in 2000, whatever it was, even though they had a lot of talent there. And Connor kept getting hurt, as I remember. It's a safety who played a little closer to the line of scrimmage and then just wound up getting hurt over and over. But a lot of talent on that side, but it never produced. Not like this. They produced now. And so when Golden got that, I was like, really, the old Miss DC? I was like, oh, no, wait a minute.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with two locations, the Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
It is a place which exerts an extraordinary pull on all who have walked its hallowed ground. Thousands come each year, and yet no one ever really leaves. Ole Miss is for life, a major university with the familiar intimacy of family. Friendships that are more than friendships, moments that are more than moments. An autumn celebration on a Saturday afternoon in the Grove. Contests waged and triumphs savored. With our largest freshman class, soaring honors college, national reputation for academics and research, our pride is overflowing. Today, more than ever, for all who have ever called this magical place home, you never leave Ole Miss.
You've been listening to the Red and Blue Crew podcast with your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. From the Inside the Rebels studios, join us next time right here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
Sometimes an identity threat is a ring of professional hackers. And sometimes it's an overworked accountant who forgot to encrypt their connection while sending bank details.
I need a coffee.
And you need LifeLock, because your info is in endless places. It only takes one mistake to expose you to identity theft. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/special offer. Terms apply.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced...
My debit card.
Their debit card.
Where did I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone and... That sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help. You save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.